The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov, good morning, how are you?
Boker Tov, I was watching the events in Abu Dhabi in the last day or so. The good news is that a 17-year-old Israeli Amit Berstein actually won a gold medal at the Jiu-Jitsu World Championship, which is taking place at the moment in Abu Dhabi. The slightly concerning part of this is that at the medal ceremony, when Hatikva was being played, a Kazakh athlete who was the bronze medalist on this occasion took the knee during Hatikva. Now, I know that taking the knee is all in the news right now.
And right, but I think it's for your own anthem. It's not for somebody else's anthem.
Well, I think that was what I was really going to say. I mean, I know that there are lots of views about taking the knee and not taking the knee and what it really represents and are we anti-racist or we're not anti-racist and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm very much in favor of anti-racism, that for sure. I'm not so sure about taking the knee in general and certainly not when it's not your own anthem. I mean, it came from a place originally when there were, I think, U.S. basketball players took the knee during their own anthem. At basketball games. Now it's become much more of a thing, although good to note that at sports games where it's orchestrated, it's not orchestrated to take place during an anthem. It's actually have the anthems and then do this orchestration of taking the knee. But taking the knee during somebody else's anthem, I think, is a little kind of, you know, over the edge of things. It's being investigated according to officials in Israel. They were unwilling to make any kind of negative comments other than to just say that we've asked our representatives in Abu Dhabi to check the issue in the hope that this is not a protest against the Israeli national anthem. What could it be? How do we interpret this?
I'm really not sure how else you could possibly take this.
Yeah, so it's kind of, I think it's going to places where, you know, I think it's just way more than anti-racism. And that's my big concern and my bugbear with the whole concept of taking the knee. If it was simply anti-racism without any other side agendas being thrown in, then we would have no issue to support it whatsoever. But unfortunately, as always with these things, it's become very embroiled in all manner of other political statements associated with certain organizations who have certain policies that go about them, some of which are even anti-Semitic. And so we start being concerned, or at least in my personal view, I start being a little concerned about what people really mean when they take the knee. As I say, if it was just about anti-racism, then it would be very, very easy to support.
Absolutely right. Israel is due to hold a simulation exercise today to prepare for the next strain of coronavirus. That's so interesting. And the next wave of the pandemic. How do you simulate this?
Haven't we practiced enough?
Yeah, I thought we've lived it. Do we need to do more?
Yeah. So this is called the Omega exercise. Mm-hmm. Is Omega actually a strain? Do we know that this is something that we've named before it's come out?
Seems so. I think so, because I don't know this one at all.
Apparently they're talking about Omega being the next strain of the virus. And Israel is having a national exercise today, holding a national exercise to evaluate how prepared we are for the next outbreak. And this is under the auspices of no less than the Prime Minister's office. Having said that, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett did say that the Omega strain is the next COVID-19 variant that has not yet been discovered. So it hasn't yet come out, but apparently we've already named it ahead of time. But he claims that the state of Israel is in excellent shape. We've beaten the fourth wave, which we have. We're on the verge of leaving the Delta variant behind, which I'm not sure about, but at least we are able to function potentially under the constraints of the Delta variant and all that it brings. But then he went on to say, of course, that we are always looking to the future. And this particular simulation exercise is going to be run like a military operation. It's under the auspices of a military general, Defense Commissioner Brigadier General, a retired Defense General. He's retired, Moshe Edry. It's also under the auspices of the National Management Center in Jerusalem. And apparently the simulation is supposed to include representatives from senior level officials, teams from across various ministries and sectors. It will evaluate the preparedness in the health and legal and economic, internal security, travel and communication realms, and we'll look at specific policies as to how to handle things like gatherings, quarantine events, tourism, and all these other issues that we've been having to confront over the last year and a half, and which one would have thought is kind of pretty fresh in our minds. We've learned the lessons, and we kind of almost know what to do without even having to wake up in the morning. It's kind of one of those things that almost should be coming naturally. And this comes exactly a day after a panel of senior medical experts in Israel met in order to approve vaccinations for children. Now, we've heard a lot about this and the fact that there's a lot of concern about vaccinating children. Israel immediately came out saying we will definitely support this. But actually, the approval was only officially given yesterday. And I understand that there were something like 75 senior medical specialists on this particular panel that met to discuss the point. They held a secret ballot. It all sounds very, very, almost like conspiracy going down. They held a secret ballot to determine whether vaccinations for children would be approved. And apparently 73 out of the 75 approved the vaccine for children. We don't know who the two individuals were who voted against. That's an interesting one. But there is concern, like here, as with most places around the world, that parents will be a little reluctant to submit their children for vaccinations. But certainly the Prime Minister is strongly of the view that vaccinating children is absolutely essential in order for us to get through this. So, you know, again, we've heard some of the listeners' thoughts. I remember when we spoke about this the last time, a lot of opposition to getting children vaccinated. But as of next week, I understand, vaccines are due to arrive, the children size dose of the vaccine for the 5 to 11-year-olds. And Israel will be administering the vaccine to those children whose parents agree. And as I say, it's going to be interesting to see how many of them there really are, because there is a lot of reluctance within that community right now.
Yeah, and one of the articles I read was that they're concerned that this is going to increase the gap between Israelis, because generally wealthier families or maybe more educated families will vaccinate their kids, whereas poorer families, people living in lower socioeconomic groups, are likely not to. So therefore you might have this increasingly growing gap within Israeli society.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand where that comes from. Although, having said that, you know, I've noted a lot of very highly educated people who've read up and who've, you know, got hold of all kinds of research and things like that are also somewhat reluctant to submit their children. I think that most of the research, if one reads it, is quite supportive of to what extent you can find research, because obviously the notion of vaccinating children of this age with this particular vaccine is a very, very new thing, and so not much research is available out there. So I know even amongst the kind of haves rather than the have-nots, there is a lot of reluctance. So I think that whereas we've seen with each vaccination program, there's been a lower and lower take-up for a variety of different reasons, I think that this one will show probably the lowest level of take-up, not necessarily because of the differences in socioeconomic standings, but also because people are kind of becoming a little more concerned as time goes on. And we haven't yet got to the point where we've got to think about potentially having a fourth vaccination for the adults. And I don't see that we're that far away, because, you know, many of us in Israel have been vaccinated, I don't know, 2-3 months ago now with our booster vaccine. My expectation, although I haven't seen it written anywhere, my expectation is that that will probably be valid for around 6 months. And so we're already down the path of having to make a decision pretty soon, within the next month or two, as to whether we're going to have to roll out another round of vaccine, or indeed if there is going to be a vaccine that might be able to last a year rather than 6 months, and we then can get into a system like we have, for example, with a flu jab, where you just get vaccinated every year. I'm guessing that
I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, it seems to me that that's probably where we're headed right now.
I'd love your thoughts on it. 3451900 or 0618951019. If it were to open up to 5-year-olds here in South Africa, would you go and get the vaccine? And I know you might be nervous about it, but at the end of the day, would you go and do it? You know my view on it. We're considering having another child just so we can get that person vaccinated. But, well, I am. My wife isn't necessarily on board with that at the moment, but that's how much, how strongly I believe in these vaccines. Talking about other conversations, there continues to be much focus and criticism of Israel's wave of consumer price increases. Is public pressure working to return it to reasonable levels?
Not really is the answer. And in fact, we had a very, very fascinating incident that took place in the Knesset yesterday, where the owner of one of Israel's largest supermarket chains, the chain's called Rami Levy. The owner, ironically, is also called Rami Levy. Mm-hmm. And Rami Levy was in the Knesset yesterday to talk to the committee, which is hearing a debate about price increases. And he was invited, it's a Knesset Economic Committee, and he was invited to contribute to this discussion as a representative of the supermarket community to try to allow the members of Knesset on that committee to understand a little bit better where this massive wave of price increases come from. Now, he takes no prisoners. As is the case with many Israelis in his situation, turned up at the Knesset in his best blue jeans and white T-shirt to attend the Economic Committee, was asked some quite pointed questions about, was in fact even accused of price fixing along with other supermarkets in order to try to maintain higher prices. And there were suggestions that there's a lot of collusion going on amongst major retail stores, at least. And these suggestions were from members, Knesset members of that particular committee. Rami Levy himself said that he had gone a long way towards trying to reduce prices rather than to work to collude to keep prices up. He gave an example of importing tomatoes last year, which he claimed had kept the price of tomatoes at 4 shekels per kilogram. He reckoned that if that was not the case, the price could have risen to as much as 25 shekels a kilogram. Some of the members of Knesset expressed their skepticism about this and then started to ask him about the company's profit margins, which of course was a place that he didn't really want to go to. And he then began to shout at them that he doesn't know who they are and they're populist and they're trying to put him into a corner and they've never really been in business anyway. So what right do they have to ask him questions of this nature? And then he was just ushered out of the Knesset building with a security guard who ironically was dressed in a suit and tie. So here we have this picture of Rami Levy in his best white T-shirt and blue jeans being physically ushered out of the Knesset building by a security guard who was wearing his mask as opposed to Rami Levy, who was not. The security guard wearing his mask with a nice, very smart button-up white shirt, tie and suit to get him out. So it was very, very stormy indeed. And I don't think that we achieved anything from this particular hearing or those accusations. But I think that it is within the Knesset's right to try to understand why the cost of living in Israel is so high and why particularly now the prices have gone up so dramatically when it just does not seem to be justified. A lot of newspaper space being taken up by people writing to say this is entirely unjustified, and it just makes such a big difference for those people who are in the lower economic bracket, of which there are numerous, there is a really a big issue with the cost of living in Israel, which seems to just go up and up and up, and even relative to other countries where potentially incomes are a lot higher, the cost of living in Israel is very high indeed. So at the moment, unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be much assistance, much impact from the protests in terms of bringing prices down. For some reason, the suppliers, the supermarkets, the whoever they are, the importers, think that this is okay. And I'm not quite sure to what extent this is really coming from the source of the production or whether it's sort of being passed along during the supply chain. Very, very difficult to ascertain.
Anthony, just a couple of messages. Melvin says, oh, this is amazing. We are very proud of our grandson, Itai Leviton, who won a bronze medal in the under-16s under 60 kilograms in Abu Dhabi. This is from Melvin and Esther. Isn't that incredible? Wow. Wow. That is, what an achievement. What an incredible, incredible achievement. And you guys should be and must be very, very proud. Gimple says it's a yes from me. He'll definitely vaccinate his young kids. Absolutely will vaccinate kids of all ages, says unsigned. And Jonathan says, a number of years ago, the Israelis protested against rising prices of cottage cheese, and prices did come down.
That's true. There have been protests in the past against some of these price rises, and I don't know about came down. I think prices were kind of modulated somewhat, but since then, since the noise level went down, the price level seems to go up. I mean, it's true to say that there have been protests in the past which have had an impact. There was this very, very concerning example found where Israeli-produced products that are actually produced in Israel were being sold in New York for cheaper than what you could buy them in Israel.
Absolutely.
And that's when people drew the line and said, hang on, there's really something going wrong here.
100%. That's where we leave it. Anthony Reich, thank you. As always, have a fantastic weekend and a Shabbat Shalom.